Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello and welcome into this week's edition of the Chi Time Collective, Your Energy Matters, with me, Clara Apollo, here on UK Health Radio. This is the show all about your personal energy and how you can manage that for optimum well-being. Loving self-care is the key to all areas of health, including personal relationships. And on this episode, I am being interviewed by Maria Diaz, the creator of the online summit Activate Venus Within, on exactly that topic. And I share a simple and powerful chi presencing process towards the end, so stay tuned for that. So before I get introduced on my own show, let's get acquainted with my interviewer. Maria Diaz is a lifelong learner of metaphysics, spirituality, and personal development. Her focus is to coach women on feminine energy and how to claim and create more joy, love, and beauty. So it's time to get comfy, relax with your favorite cup of chi, and enjoy what we have to share with you here.
Hello, welcome everyone. I'm so happy and honored to be here with Clara Apollo. She is an elemental Qigong teacher, broadcaster, and writer who encourages people to tune in and turn on to their qi, personal energy, for a well-balanced and bountiful life. Clara incorporates Reiki, sound healing, color psychology, and dance medicine to weave and ground intuitive space to help you access, anchor, and express your unique well-being needs. Qigong fosters deep self-care and essential to underpin all of our needs in this overwhelming world, and it will be perfect for this summit. So Clara is going to start with an amazing meditation and a heart opening.
Thank you so much, Maria, for inviting me in here and just for really connecting in the energy field that we share, even though we're, you know, I'm calling in from the UK, you're in the US, and wherever you're hearing this, we are all on the same planet. We are all rooted into the one great mother. We're all connected in divine love. And that is a joyous thing. And in this beautiful summit that's all about love and joy and Venus and feminine bounty and beauty. Let's begin with this lovely resonant sound. So this is a heart chakra bowl. This is a therapeutic singing bowl that I use a lot. I just love it and I just want to share it with you to invite you in to this feeling of your heart, you know. And I think sound really helps us to come out of the head, because that we get engrossed with the sound of it, with the vibration. So I hope this comes through well for you here. So just take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel the support that's there underneath you and the chair or the floor if you're standing, and your feet. Maybe you're out in the garden on true planet surface, but wherever you are, we're all going to be connecting down into the Great Mother. So feel yourself softening in, realizing that that support is always there for you. And that is heartwarming, right? That is a heartwarming thing. And breathe in these sounds of this beautiful bowl. I will ding it three times and just breathe in and receive your heart these sounds. Find that these sounds start to activate sounds in your voice, and you might like to tone with this. When you tone, when you make any sound with your voice, this is really healing for your body because it activates your parasympathetic nervous system. So we sing to our vagus nerve. So let's I'll ding this again, and then just make any sound you like, right? Deep breath in. One more, and let's sing the heart sound, which is ah, as in heart. And breathe in that joy of being on the planet right now together in this beautiful crucible that Maria has created. And let's sing some joy and heartfelt presence into the world all together now. Deep breath in. All through your waters, doesn't it? All your structures, you get it, there's a truth with this sound.
So Clara, tell us more about how is like dropping into our heart, feeling and being more present, how is that connected to feminine energy? How is that going to help us be more radiant and also more attractive? Tell us.
Ooh, what a juicy question. Well, as women, we get the heart energy more, I feel. I mean, I know there's loads of guys that get it as well, but generally the female response or connection with the heart is that of action. She's the warrior of the heart. I liken it to the lioness who will fiercely protect her cubs, but will also purr and relax as well. So we stand up for our truth. We know that our heart cannot lie to us. It always is resonating with the truth of our being. Oh, God, I'm shivers. So it's that inviting yourself into trusting your own heart. That can be quite a challenge when we don't feel safe. Mm. You see, the heart needs to know that it's rooted in the foundation of the foundational chakras, or I will also speak about the dantian. They are energetic structures that exist co-spatially with the chakras. And whereas we've got our seven major chakras, of course we've got the other ones above and below, but the seven major ones that we relate to, the dantians, there's just three of them. So we'll always work with or play along with the lower foundational energy chambers first, wouldn't we, and then build up so that the heart has got a place to rest in and root in. I kind of see the heart like a rose that needs to have that its stem rooting down into the sacral chakra, into the base chakra, and then down into the earth, so that there's a nourishment there and a trust, so that the heart is able to do it. So I'm doing this movement of expanding because the heart is like the breath. It expands and contracts. It needs to do both. It needs to be active and it needs to surrender. There needs to be space for that too. That makes sense.
Lovely. Dynamic. Definitely. Yeah. So what concrete things can we do to open up and like really have those chakras ready to support our heart?
Well, a little bit like what we did at the beginning here. is when we realize that we are always supported. I mean, this was a massive aha for me, Maria, when I was doing my training back in the day, because it's something that's so obvious now you say it, but we don't often connect with it because it's so obvious. But when you let yourself, did you find that when you acknowledged that support from beneath you, you kind of softened?
I felt heavier and kind of just like more relaxed. Like, oh, my body, I'm sitting on a soft couch. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't have to perch, do we? We can settle in. And I think that's a really big one, a really big one, to trust that the support underneath you is there to support you. So let it have your weight. And that's whatever weight you are. Just let, I always feel that when we let ourselves go down into the earth, we let the Great Mother feel our presence. There's a resonance occur. And there's something that happens with this Qigong awareness around the balancing act of the earth, is that when we let go down into her, she feels us, we presence ourselves with her, and it opens the gates of release for us, so we can let go of whatever we're ready to let go of. I'm talking about energetic debris here, you know, fear, anxieties and worries. Mm-hmm. There's natural meridian lines that travel down, generally down the back of us and down the sides of us, that we then, when we drop our roots or our presencing into the earth, this natural exchange can begin, because we can't fill ourselves up with any more of anything until we've let go of what needs to go, the old stuff down. And the earth is the great composter. I mean, she does it with your kitchen waste. She does it with your energetic waste. So there's a nice kind of knock-on effect from letting yourself being held to actually knowing that these energy channels are opening to release and then restore, because it happens instantaneously. Yeah. It doesn't like a vacuum. So as you let go, you create space and the new vitality will come up, resource from the earth. And that's like an essence of Qigong, energy cultivation work, in a little nutshell for you there.
And you know what? It's really interesting and like now obvious, it wasn't before, that it's not about the mind. Because before I used to kind of approach a lot of philosophies and kind of like thinking about it, thinking through it, and doing all the thinking, but it's not about that. It's like, it's just the feeling and being present. And it's kind of hard to understand if you're just in the mind, but once it happens, when you feel it the first time, it's like, oh, this is what people are talking about.
Exactly. It's that experience. When you've had an experience like that softening and that holding, it's very real for you. Then you can explain it to someone with your words and with your mind. But actually, the way to encourage them to have that experience is to ask them, say, well, the earth's always supporting you. How about you take a breath in and then surrender into that? And they're like, then they have their experience. And they're like, okay. And that's what's so great about Qigong, is it gets the mind involved in something in the now present moment that is very real and tangible to you. So it softens the mind's hold on or whatever the mind wants to do. It's like, oh, this is actually, this makes sense. This, I am on the earth. I can soften in. So as you let your body soften and you come into that natural reciprocity with the earth, so the mind can become more in balance. And I always think the mind is there to work on behalf of the heart. We don't want to completely negate it. It's not all bad. It will just hamster wheel unless we give it other jobs to do, right?
Right. Yes. It's never about the extremes. But I've been learning about that. Because I was a bit, at the beginning of my life, I was very in the mind. And then I opened my heart and I felt it. It's like first time I'm like, oh, this is what people mean. Like I was doing like a kind of yoga thing like this. And it just started like activating, and now I feel it all the time. Sometimes less, sometimes more, but I get it now what people mean, that the heart is a guide and the mind works for the heart.
Yes, such an important realization, isn't it? And like you say, once you get it, you can't not have it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I came into Qigong because I had a repetitive strain injury on my arms and I couldn't be a costume designer anymore. I'd been a costume designer for 15 years and I couldn't even look after my boy properly because I had such tenosynovitis and I had wrist braces on. I was completely out of balance. I was literally drinking coffee in the morning, smoking little spliffs at night and like not really realising that there was a wisdom inside of me that I could have tapped into. But no, I had to wait. I had to wait for it to go to an extreme, which I know a lot of us do. Because it's, you know, we want to get on with life. We don't want to have to keep coming back to look after ourselves. And yet that's the key. And I think if we are, if we get into a rhythm of this, the self-care, the self-nurture, the self-nourishing, if we have that in our mornings and our evenings, we dip into it throughout the day, that gives us the strength and power to be able to not have to think about it all the time because we want to be doing other things with our lives. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of, I guess, of self-care that comes from self-love, which also helps with, like, enjoyment of life and our relationships and everything else.
Exactly. I mean, if you're not healthy, you're not going to have much fun. And you know, I think health is your true wealth. You've probably heard this before, but this is what got me activated into the pathway that I'm on now, which is more about preventative healthcare and I mean, also symptomatic relief as well. You know, there are things that I can do if I get backache, which I've always had a back thing coming on and off, but I now know what I need to do. My yoga's really helped with that, along with some Qigong, so I do a bit of a combo. And you find the repertoire that suits your system. And only you can do that by trying these different modalities and getting a little, yeah, a thing going that's going to work for you. And as you were saying before, it will change as well. It'll be like what you were doing this time last year might not be what you're doing now, but there will be a common thread of you tuning into that wisdom in your heart, that listening. What is it I really need right now? What is it I really need?
Mm. Is that what heart math is about? I'm new to this heart math thing. Can you explain that a little bit?
Oh, well, it's often cited as because it's science based, which is really helpful for a lot of minds. But it's that congruency of the heart, and they find out through their scientific experiments, you know, around feeling, the feeling in the heart, how important that is, that actually the heart radiates a magnetic energy 5,000 times more than the brain.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think it's 60 times more than the electrical. So it's 5,000 times more magnetic and 60 times more electrical. So it's giving off a really broad, or it can do, a really broad vibration. It's a broad streaming love. It wants to do that. I kind of feel we feel like you were saying earlier about that feeling inside of you, but actually you can't contain it. There's a natural expanding into the field. And when that occurs, you're actually infecting positively the energetic field around you, which keeps the vibration of the air around you, that a coherency around you that then works with the brain. So the brain and the heart, I'm doing this figure of eight because I love the figure of eight balancing act. So the brain is coherent with the heart. So they work as the team that we were talking about earlier, which is how, yeah, anyway, that's in a nutshell. I mean, do go and look at Heart Math Institute if you want to know more. But yeah, It's why the feeling and that activation of your heart field is what will keep your frequency high, and it will nourish you in such a compassionate, kind, joyful and some way. And some, it'll make you cry as well. Your eyes will leak because the power is so there. But as I said, you keep rooted, keep connected, and be with other like-hearted people.
And would you say that that really affects romantic relationships in a positive way?
Well, what do you think?
Oh, I think that's exactly where, like, the mindset and the body set, like, the feeling that we should be, like, when we want to approach kind of transforming our romantic relationships. Mm. If we're with this, obviously, like, connected mind and heart, it's only going to go well for both us and them as well. I think the wisdom will come out, right?
So as you're saying this, I'm feeling a lot about relationship as communication. And if you are communicating from the heart, you've got the frequency happening, but what's coming out of your mouth is a bit, doesn't quite know, am I going to upset someone if I say this? I mean, is this the right thing to say? The whole critical thing kind of goes on. Mm. But I say that in those situations when you know you might have a difficult conversation to have with your partner, that if you breathe into your heart, you do the grounding into the earth, and as you breathe out, you can trust that whatever's going to come through your voice will be so based in your truth that it'll have a resonance to it that they will pick up on. That even if it's a bit clunky, it tends to be less clunky when it comes out through the heart. You might find that you're saying words that you're going, I don't even know where these words came from, but they're coming out. And your partner might go, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that to me because of da-di-da-di-da. And then the open communication can occur. Okay. Have you had that experience?
That's amazing. No, I wish I had it like all the time.
Yeah.
But yes, I kind of have prepared for like important conversations, and it has happened. And it's just magical because I feel like the hearts are tuning into each other, and then you say exactly the word that was needed for them to hear the message that you wanted, but in their words. That's why you're saying, like, oh, where did this come from? Like, it wasn't mine, but it's kind of what they needed so that my message is received in the same way that I intended.
That's it, because we reflect. A good relationship is going to be reflecting. We're reflecting things for one another. And so that's that congruency. And it's the Vesca Pisces, isn't it? The two circles of the masculine and feminine, and that cosmic egg in the middle. That's the place we meet in that liminal space of truth that is informed with the heart energy. It can't go wrong. It might get sticky. It might not always be easy. But if it's based in that truth of your heart, you can't actually go wrong.
Yeah. It's so present that it's truth. In that present moment, it doesn't mean that it's forever, you know, like, it then the balance comes in, like, it's dynamic, it things can change, and you can keep communicating, and it's
process.
For the future.
It's all a process. I love how you're exploring this. I can really feel how you're being drawn in and going, oh, I could try that, but it's not going to be the same. No, it's not. None of our communications are the same, and even if we say the same thing in a minute, I'll say the same thing in a minute. It won't be the same energy because it will be in that minute moved on, and or it will be built on what we've already said, you know, or it will have been cleared and something fresh will come through. But that expression, this voice activation is so important for us women at the moment. It's huge. That's why I work with my bowls a lot with the Qigong, and I encourage you to make any sound you want. So you get used to the feeling of the resonance of your voice, and you get out of the critical thinking of like, oh, I can't sing well, or I don't like the sound of my own voice. It's like, just let go into the heart, hum, tune, sing, enjoy.
Go in the shower and feel the resonance.
Yeah, it's nice when people can't hear me. I do ecstatic dancing and the music's up quite loud, and I just find myself just humming along with whatever and hope that no one else can hear because they're busy in their own space as well. So that freedom to sound in your voice is going to help activate your heart, because it opens that pathway of truth through you from your heart.
And you know, I just thought of, like, I feel like women are more able to do this.
Yeah.
either because of hormones, like biologically, also culturally, and like how we've been socialized, maybe. But when we do that, I think like any man who sees that is like, oh, that's a possibility. And they can like also tune into their heart.
Oh, some good points you've made here. Where do I start? So I think among women, we are able to speak, you know, with your girlfriends and things. You're heard, you're spoken. But out in society, women have been suppressed for a long time. And we are coming into our strength more because we're not putting up with this anymore. we will be heard. We will not be silenced. We are.
Yes.
And then getting back to the energy of the heart, and from what I understand of it, is that the women have a more yang energy, and they're the warriors of the heart. They will stand up for truth and of love. And within the Qigong principles is the yin yang, you know, and that men have this yin quality to their heart. So they're not so sure of it, because for a man to surrender into his heart energy, he needs to feel safe. Okay, so the woman, when she's being strong and she can speak her truth, that's a safe place for the man to go, oh, maybe I can soften and be in my heart now.
Wow. Clara, oh my God. You just solved like one of my big, like basically like the contradiction, like, because I'm thinking, okay, yin is the feminine energy, so we're supposed to be like soft and receiving, but with the heart issues, it's the opposite. That makes absolute sense to me.
It's interesting.
I'm like crying already.
Oh, bless you.
Yes. Exactly. Yes, lovely. Okay, so there's so many ways to like be ongoingly and devotionally taking care of yourself. And that's like self-love. Just you always knowing where you're at, doing all these things, little acts throughout the day. And sounds like a great way to not feel needy, not feel like empty and like needing a relationship.
There we go. That I think is really important, Maria, isn't it? That if you take care of yourself well enough, then you have filled your well. I love that word, well. I have to play with that. But when you're self-nourished, self-nurtured, there is space. Your heart is safe to open and then receive the other. You become more attractive when you're self-responsible. I'm going to say not sort of too self-contained or like, you know, I don't need anyone. That's not what I mean. It's more about I know how to take care of myself. I honor myself. I honor this temple that is my body. It's also a bit of a nightclub sometimes as well, let's face it. But, you know, but you give yourself that yin and yang because that's what nourishes you. And you've got that wisdom, your energy wisdom serves you well, so that when you're in the presence of a significant other, you're not needy, you're open and you're attractive into like, let's dance.
Yeah, I was just going to say something about that. Like you're saying self-nurture, and I feel like that word, like to me before, it sounded like just about food and just giving it like what is necessary and that's it. But now I'm thinking, but like beyond self-nurture is like playing and like giving little added details that are not absolutely necessary, but are just for fun and for enjoyment. You know what I mean? And because you're always like, receiving that from yourself, you assume that that's how it is all the time. And when the significant other is around, it's like, well, let's keep it going. And now, like, have more of that.
That's right.
The romance.
So, because the romance, the dance of the yin and the yang, you know, and if you're bringing a coherent energy, a coherent frequency to that, that's also going to encourage them to be in their coherency, because it's a positive infection. It's something that is attractive, that they like, ooh, I can feel that within me or whatever, you know. So it is as we do for ourselves, so we affect the field around us, and then that affects other people. And this is how we're changing the world. This is what's happening right now.
And do you think, because I was just recently thinking, there's like, people say like masculine energy is like strong on this, like maybe controlling in certain ways. And it's, there's like a wounded masculine, but the feminine side of things is also strong. And I feel like the power of it would be in the wounded feminine kind of like negative way would be manipulation. But in the positive side of that is inspiration. And like we cause things to happen just by like these kinds of energies, and like, and it could be seen as manipulation if it's like not heart-centered. But there is a lot of power in the feminine and women particularly.
So we have the power of surrendering. So this is the yin. The yin energy is that of holding. It holds a vessel for, you know, birth babies or to birth books or whatever, or to birth anything. It needs to be held. The energy needs to be held. Mm-hmm. And that's the womb. That's the pelvis. That's the holding. That's how we hug. We hold. We do that very naturally. Most women are able to hold very naturally. And the earth holds us too. We get that. And so when we drop into that surrender and let ourselves be held, then we can hold others better because we're filling our well. And how many of you just yearn to be held, you know? It's that you want a man to hold you, and there's nothing quite like a big bear hug, is there? You know, it's like, ah. Oh. But if I know how to hold myself, then when he comes in to hold me, then there's another element there of sinking and surrendering that you can do, because of course the male energy wants to protect and it wants to provide. So we've got that kind of that yang action. And I'm also going to say, caveat is, we don't always get it right. Sometimes we mess it up. But part of that is like going, I'm going to give it a go anyway. And if I'm with a partner who you can just say, look, I'm trying to say something here, I might get it all wrong, but I'm exploring this. Can you bear with me a bit, you know? And I think that freedom to mess up is really important part of relationships as well, so that you don't take it all so seriously. And you go, look, I'm just in a massive experiment here. And I will bring my truth. I will bring my heart to the conversation. Yeah. Oh, the massive experiment of life, eh? The great mystery. We'll be back in a couple of moments with Maria's response after these station messages.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So you're back here on the Chi Time Collective with me, Clara Apollo, here on UK Health Radio, where I'm being interviewed by the feminine energy coach Maria Diaz. So let's dive back into the conversation about not needing to be perfect as you explore the great mystery of relating with ourselves, our friends, and our lovers.
Good point, Clara. I actually hadn't thought about that. Yes. Feels more relaxing.
It does, doesn't it?
Permission to mess up.
Perfect. We're not here to be perfect. We're here to be in the dance.
And practice.
Yes, exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit about when you had a husband before? Can you just tell us like specific experiences about this in action?
No, because I wasn't like this then.
No, okay.
I've grown into this through my experiences of not getting it right at all.
And right. also being with a partner who wasn't, I would start on this experiment, and there was no space. I didn't know how to do this. I didn't have female mentors around me that were doing this. And it was like, when I could feel that it was, things were like dodgy, and I started to try and speak my truth. And I just used to get like, what are you talking about? It didn't make sense. And I wasn't wise enough to know any of this stuff, which is why it's great to be able to pass on as much as I can now.
Yeah.
You know, the things I wish I'd learned, you know, 20 years ago, you know.
I know. And it's part of just a culture of minimizing and kind of canceling feminine power and energy.
Exactly.
We can't really have all this wisdom passed down in our families. But the good thing is now with the internet, and we can actually do this.
Exactly. So my relationships with all my friends and my close male friends is so much better because I'm not afraid to speak my truth because of this way of trusting my heart and being deeply compassionate for the human condition, you know, and often saying to him, you know, be like, look, I know you're doing your best here. I know you are, and I can feel into something so that you create the safe space so that they're safe to open their heart and maybe speak some of their difficulties that they've not been able to even voice or even know how they are. We're all holding each other, aren't we? We're holding each other's hands, walking each other home. I love that phrase of deep compassion for the human condition.
Yeah. Actually, I have a specific question.
Go on, then.
My man... He complains about his day a lot and complains about his job and his day.
Job.
And several times that he repeats kind of the same thing. And I think like I'm trying to be compassionate. And I think that just makes it happen more. Like, how do I deal with this? Am I asking the wrong questions? I don't know.
It's a broader question. How can you help somebody who's going through difficulties and is on the complain hamster wheel?
Yes.
He's used to complaining about his job because he's in it all the time. He's going round. He don't want to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that you can get him to a place, maybe going away, going out into nature, and suggesting sometimes sort of having a bird's eye view or a helicopter view? What would it be like if you could just step back from all of that and look at it from a broader perspective? And what is this job doing for you? Let's do pros and cons. You know, it's doing something. You're earning money. Cool. You know, and so you start to invite in a more balanced attitude to it's not all bad. Obviously, some of it is, but some of it's not. Mm. And then when they see that there's a different perspective to be considered, there's a knock-on effect with that. It'd be like, ooh, there's other ways to think here.
Yeah, I feel like that is very Yang. Kind of like providing and kind of helping out, right?
Yes.
And would it be because these are his feelings and it's like a heart thing, a heart situation? So it's the territory of the woman to kind of help with that?
Yeah, to hold the space for the heart. So you get from that, you know, from the helicopter view of what are you doing now? What does your heart want? What would you really like to do? You know, so that you ask him the questions that he might not dare to ask himself because he's not sure how he could earn money doing what he really wants to do. And he wants to provide, he wants to protect.
Yeah.
So where does he explore other options? You know, it might be when you breathe space into a situation that is got complaints around it, other possibilities pop up that you might not have even thought about. You know, like,
yes,
is there something,
yes,
is there something you can do on the side, or can you do less hours or whatever, so that it's not either or. It's like, what is here that's working, and whatever's not working, what options have I got around that? Because I still want to provide and protect for you. And you're like, okay, let's talk about this then. Let's have an honest conversation. I'm here with you. I support you. But the whole complaint thing, so I've got a real thing about complaints. It's like, complaints, they bring your chi down, they bring your frequency down.
Yeah.
And it's okay to say them once or twice, but if you keep saying the same old complaint, get off it. Write it down. That is my complaint. I know your complaint. Don't have to keep telling me. So when you let go of that complaint, or you know it's out in the world, you breathe into your heart and go, well, what would I prefer to be thinking? What is beyond this complaint? Or what is here? What is my soul trying to speak to me through? Or what, you know what I mean? So you give more space. You honor the complaint. You don't say a complaint, go away. You honor it, but go, could you stop repeating it? Because you know what it's like, the synaptic pathways. You keep saying the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same thing. So we need to get off that hamster wheel of complaining that ritual of writing things down or burning it on full moons and things, or and then seeding new ideas on the new moons. And I know that's a very feminine thing too, but you can find a way with your man to kind of think, I know it's a new moon coming up, you could seed some new ideas, but we need to create some space in that. So how about we just go dancing one night, because dancing's really good. It shakes your body up and it gets it all clear and free, so that you find creative ways to help him clear the funk and create space for new ideas that you just drop in. And then when you drop in and you're, what would you like? What would you really like? And then just shut up. Don't make any suggestions. Just let him have that space to, ooh, what would I really like?
I think this is like a feminine power of like the really inspiring and like spot on powerful question that is short, little seed, like what you're saying. And then the man can do his own thing and like create things with that.
That's right. Because he wants to be empowered. We're here to help the men empower themselves. We want to be with empowered men. We that they, you know.
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
100%.
Really.
Yeah. I think that's really important because like activating Venus rising and like feminine power coming up. It's only going to work healthily and like happily for everybody if it's doing this, like wanting to empower the masculine. Yeah,
empower each other. This support of this is the new earth. We are supporting one another. I want you to rise and achieve and be the most brilliant, buoyant, joyous, expansive, gorgeous woman that you are. And all of you watching, that's what I want for you. Honestly, in my heart. Oh, God, can you imagine? The more of us that are able to be in our truth and in our joy and in our connection and in our, just like, whoa, sisterhood's on the rise.
Love it. Yes. And not forgetting the masculine side, like the men. I really like this and thing.
Yeah, but the sisterhood, so we support each other so we can be in support of the masculine.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you know, I didn't want
to. We need our sisters to chat about what we chat about, because there's all sorts of bits and pieces that are going to help. But it's not because we don't want to be with the guys. So the guys will go off and do their things. But when we come together, the Vesca Pisces, that special little liminal space in between is so precious between the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And really whatever gender you are as well, you know, that principle is playing within us all, of finding that sweet spot of balance, of that place of stillness. I often feel that one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself is that of accessing stillness. And I would love to give you an opportunity to experience that.
Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say something about the sisterhood. Okay. I think that is really important. And another aspect of that is that as women before all this, we were competing for the X man or whatever. And that's not like the power of the feminine now is, as sisters, we're not going to be competing anymore. No. We're going to be helping each other raise our everybody's standard. And we all going to get the higher self of the men all around us.
Yes. Exactly. There is enough for us all here. We no longer need to be in competition. The sisters were placed in competition. At the time, I think it was the whole witch trials thing when sisters were like snitching on each other because the patriarchal society would come in and give them, rewards for saying who the witches were and everything. And that really sowed a very toxic seed in the feminine community, and we're undoing that now. We know that isn't true. It doesn't feel right in your heart to snitch on your sisters. And so we're healing that. And when we come into that, there's this knowledge, but there's also deep grief. It's like, I'm so sorry that through the ages that's what happened to us. It wasn't our truth. It's really not okay. And we're going to make sure moving forward that we are seeding the truth in our world. You know, the strong female warrior. We're doing this. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for all of ourselves as a community, as humanity, human unity.
Yes, and our daughters and granddaughters, everybody coming down.
Yes.
Yes.
Bless you.
I think we're ready to hear about your gift, do the finishing meditation.
I want to do a bit of Qigong with you to give you some, an experience. Good. A really simple one. I always like the simple stuff.
So you want to do your...
I do. Obviously, got quite a lot I could share with you. I often say that. But whenever I feel into the moment, it's what this conversation has been leading to that I'm going to share with you now. And this is a very simple Qigong that is a presencing Qigong. I call it the sweet spot centering. And it's something that you can do a very deep version of, or you can do little short bursts of it, like when you're standing in the queues and stuff. You can keep coming back into that place of sweet spot centering. So it involves the breath, and you can do this seated, but I advise if you can to do it standing. So up to you. I mean, I know you're seated on your comfy sofa.
There, is so that okay? Okay, I'll do the seated version. And you can
do the seated version, and I'll do the standing one. So in our Qigong stance, we like to stand with our feet just over hip width apart and just like feel the soles of your feet. So that means just a little bit of wiggling your toes. If you're seated, you can nuzzle into the seat, just kind of really bed down in there. And with your legs, you want a bit of ease in your ankles and your knees. So you could, even as you're sitting, you can just like, oh, my legs relaxed. Mm-hmm. Have I got any tension in there? And when you're standing, just like let yourself bounce a little bit. And that helps to bring a bit of ease to your ankles and your knees. And take a deep breath in. And sigh out and let yourself land in your body. So feel yourself landing in your hips, your legs, your feet, and make that connection down to the earth. So we've been talking a lot of ideas going around your heads, and now you're going to be embodying all of this. Just letting it settle. You can come back to the replay and the recordings, but just let yourself be really present in this moment. And feel yourself softening in. What I mean by that is, so we've already surrendered into the support of the earth. Maybe we're sensing that we're rooting in. We root in naturally, just like all the trees and plants root down. We do that energetically. You might just feel yourself sinking into the earth a little bit more, into the chair. And I just invite you to soften your belly. Soften your belly and notice how that changes your breathing. So you're bringing your awareness down into this belly area. Maybe being curious, what is this place? Don't usually do this. It's okay, it's safe, it's yours. I also want you to be aware of the length of your long, strong spine, snaking up through its natural curves, coming up through your head to the crown, and being drawn up from the crown of your head by a silver thread, drawing you up towards the stars, to your heavenly connections, to inspiration, and the source of all love and light. So this is your center line of integrity between heaven and earth, rooted down through your spine, through your legs. You may like to see that there's a rooting down from your tailbone also, like a golden root that goes into the earth. But this is the feeling, isn't it? When you acknowledge that you're supported by the earth below, the energies of the earth always feel a golden, that golden quality. Mm. And then we have the chi of the heavens that is more silvery and light. And we are the dance between heaven and earth. We are. So yeah, any movements coming in now as you recognize this truth? I'm the dance between heaven and earth. What does that mean? How does that feel in me? And we know that energetically we meet in the heart. This is our balance point. This is where the love of heaven and earth meets in our hearts. And we get that. So we can also feel this being like a ballast. So as we move around, we're aware of this heart-centering place that moves with us. Oh my goodness, it's feeling so expanded right now. And we're all connecting here in the field, you know. This is what happens with the energy work, because it's true, it's honest. Just as I was mentioning earlier, the heart wants to feel safe. So the heart needs to know that the underlying structures are there to support us. So this presence in mind, this ain't going away. The heart is here to stay. Bringing our awareness down to our bellies again, reclaiming our bellies. And particularly you got your navel and you go two fingers width down from the navel and two fingers within. And we connect in with what's called the one point. And this is the center of balance for the physical body. So the heart, the center of balance for the energetic body, the belly, Dantian, elixir field, the belly, the one point is the center of balance for the physical body. Can you feel that? You sense balance in your brain in the semicircular canals, but your balance is actually in your belly. So very easily, you can put your palm chakra over this place. So generally for women, your right hand goes on first. The left hand, the palm chakra covers over that one. You are now in a very powerful place of standing in this congruency into that place of balance in your belly. And you may like to say to yourself, I am balanced. I am balance. I'm not just balanced with a D on. I am balance. This is a truth. All your cells are wired for balance. Mm. You know balance. It's a place of deep power. Can you feel that power here? It's the power of the earth. The power of your presence, the power of your breath. And as you breathe out next, let yourself just rock forwards into the front of your feet and press down into the earth, maybe sink at the knees, or just let your upper body come forwards. And when you breathe in, bring it back. So breathing out, coming forward, sinking down, pressing into the earth, or just moving forwards in the chair, your whole spine going as one. And then breathing in and coming back. If you're standing, you might find that you'll breathe in and you'll come back to your heels and you'll feel that boundary of balance there, ready to breathe out and sink down and press into the earth. And just continuing with that breath of breathing in to the back, rocking back, breathing out, sinking in, pressing down. Finding your own rhythm. This is very soothing to your nervous system and nurtures the vagus nerve. And to find your sweet spot, simply reduce the amount of movement forwards and back until you find yourself returning to the perfect place of balance for this moment, your sweet spot. This is a precious presencing place to land, and my gift to you at this seasonal time. Many, many thanks to Maria for interviewing me as part of the Gifts of Venus Summit, which you can find out more about on activatevenuswithin.com. And if you like this way of working with your energy, I hold regular online Qigong sessions, which you can find out more about on claraapollo.com. So enjoy your sweet spot and keep your chi up, my friend. Your energy is important. Thank you so much for listening to the Qi Time Collective with me, Clara Apollo.